Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Okay, everybody. Hey, everybody. Joseph Gibson, broadcast from Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. How's everybody doing? It's 6:02 p.m. on the East Coast. Cut the introduction a little short tonight. I've got Joe from Sebastian, Florida connected. We know what's going on in Florida. Major hurricane hitting that area, and I'm going to patch him through in just 1 second because we don't know how long he may have power down there or even a phone connection. But we have a major hurricane hitting Florida. Category 4 hurricane, and Category 4 is basically described as catastrophic destruction. Catastrophic destruction, okay? A Category 4 hurricane will be hitting Florida, and one of my supporters and family members, Joe from Sebastian, Florida, is in the direct path of this hurricane. So I want to get an update from him and what the local news media is talking about in that area and what he sees. So I'm going to go ahead and patch him through before it may be too late. And I'm trying to patch him through right now. Joe, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Joe. Thank you very much.
Well,
hello.
All right, well, you've got a bunch of people on the line tonight, Joe, who are interested in your thoughts and your opinions and what's going on down there in Florida.
Well, not too much right now. The wind is just starting to pick up. They say one person on the radio said that it was planning on, the eye of it was coming right straight through, and it's going to hit Sebastian. And so not too much is doing right now. North Haven, Fort Pierce is due to get the brunt of it. That's what they said on the radio. So I don't know too much. We're all, actually all of us right now, we got our houses all bunkered up, and even the garage is closed up by me. And so that's all. We're just waiting, though, and
And Joe, you're there. Do you have enough food and water in case you're without power for several days? I mean, what preparations have you taken or give advice to anyone who's listening? Maybe there's a couple of people on the line tonight that from Florida. I actually see another area code there from Florida that's listening tonight on the call screen. So what advice could you give or what preparations have you taken? Because, look, this is serious business. I mean, you're without power for a week or two. This is serious business. So go ahead.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you. Well, basically, we talked about this the other day. Okay, I got a generator. It can take my house, and I got it set up so that all I have to do is plug it in, disconnect my power from the local power company, and start it up, and then it will backfeed everything that I want to use. As for food, well, I have mainly cold cuts, TV dinners, you know, and up there for 5 days, and a couple extra for my dog. And, well, basically, you know, he has to eat too. He has been sticking so close to me, he's aware of what is happening, I think.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay?
Isn't that amazing how animals are aware of the danger that is coming, even when you're sick? And you've told me this story too, how your dog stays close to you when you're not feeling well or
yes.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. For a dumb animal, they're not too dumb, really. It's probably us right now. But he checks me if I go into the bathroom. Here he comes. Just checking, and I'll say, okay, I'm okay. Okay, you can go out again. Then he'll turn around and walk away, and I do have his food. One thing most of you guys will be interested in, the girl next door. She's a nice girl. She has three kids, and her husband does have a little bit of trouble right now. He doesn't want to work. And they lost their house, but they didn't have to move out. So all in all, she came over today and wanted to borrow a flashlight because the children are scared to walk around in a house with no lights in it. I've noticed that a few people do that. They don't put their lights on at all. So, you know, maybe they're...
Joe, has anyone in your area, I mean, has the storm beginning to hit yet? I mean, are you seeing high winds or rain, heavy rain yet? I mean, because, you know, I'm up here in North Carolina, the sun's shining. So, you know, we only listen to what the news says, and we know they all lie. So we were interested in firsthand knowledge from you.
Well, basically, there are no sudden gale. Happening right now. There's a little bit of wind. I noticed that the waves are starting to pick up from the water. I was down there today, and they're sick, you know, starting to get white caps. And basically, that's about all I know, Joe. It's due to start coming in around 9 o'clock.
So 9 o'clock is your hit time. Is that what you're saying? 9 o'clock is impact, basically, for you.
Yes, that's about the time.
Wow. Well, and I hope you remain to have power, but that's great that you have a generator and you got food, because I know you're there by yourself except for your buddy there. And, yeah, I know you don't have any family in that area. So, you know, that's a scary situation, you know. I mean, put yourself in Joe's position, you know. You know, an older person by himself in a home, you know, you got the worst hurricane in Florida's history of the state of Florida impacting Florida within the next couple hours. And we have Joe, thankfully, on the line giving us a live update, and hopefully he can give us an update during the next show. I hope he's going to be okay. And, you know, because, hey, you're going to have looting afterwards. You're going to have scumbags out there taking advantage of an unfortunate situation. We all know that. We're not going to point fingers at any particular groups of people, but we know the gangs are out there. the scumbags are out there. And Joe, I hope you are well armed and are prepared to protect yourself and your home, because you said you have a generator and they're going to see the lights on and they may try to attack you. So that's what I worry about when you said that, you know. So I hope you're going to be – I tried calling you on the phone about an hour and a half ago. I guess you were busy. I spoke to Melody out in Wisconsin. I know Mike's on the line tonight. I can see his number on there. He must be out of the hospital, so that's good. Hopefully he'll check in with us also. I did call the hospital room to patch him through, but there was no answer. So he must be home and discharged from the hospital. But, Joe, you're prepared, but what's your biggest worry, if you don't mind me asking, about the hurricane? I mean, for your friends and your neighbors in the area or even yourself?
Well, my biggest thought would be I'm not worrying about it. What happens, happens. I don't care. But all in all, this storm can take your roof off, I think, very, very simply. So that's what I'm concerned about, taking the roof off, and then what else happens, happens. So that's about all, Joe. Back to you.
Well, Joe, look, I'm only 10 hours away from you, so you got my number. You know, if it takes your roof off, obviously you don't have a place to live for now. So, you know, all you got to do is give me a call, you know, and we'll do what we can to try to help you out. Because, you know, in these types of situations, this is where family should be by the side of people no matter what, you know, because this is a catastrophic hurricane. You know, Category 4 hurricane causes catastrophic damages. And then you have tornadoes that are going to touch down, and you have, you know, 8 to 10 inches of rain. And if you're on the beach, good God, you need to evacuate, because if you're on the beach, you're a fool to stay. You've got to get the hell out of there, because the storm surge at 145-mile-an-hour winds is just insane. And I remember, Joe, and you remember when I was younger, we had Hurricane Gloria hit New Connecticut, if you remember correctly. And thankfully, it wasn't that bad as they predicted, but we had 120-mile-an-hour winds. This is back in the 1980s. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I do remember I had a snowblower at that time. And, well, I was moving the snow away from my garage and what have you. But, you know, time seems to dull everything in your mind. Go ahead.
No, I understand. But, Joe, listen, bunker down. Do you have a cell phone? Do you have access to a cell phone there?
I have a hand-operated phone that would stay up for 24 hours.
Okay. So you have emergency. That's what I'm trying to say, is you have emergency contact if you have to. You know, I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in and how your neighbors band together. I know in my neighborhood, I could be lying here dead. They'd never help me, but that's beside the point. But if anyone else wants to check in tonight, you got to press 1. But I got Joe from Sebastian, Florida, who gave us an update on his situation, living conditions in Florida, and this is major news story. This is a catastrophic hurricane that's going to hit Florida, and it's going towards Sebastian, Florida. And Joe has been a caller on this show. You know, we say Joe from Sebastian, Florida, and Sebastian, Florida is in a direct path of this storm. So, Joe, if there's anything else you want to say, go right ahead. Otherwise, I'll get to other people if there's some others here on the line tonight that want to chip in. You know, go ahead. I just lost my computer screen, actually. There it goes, hopefully.
Actually, Joe, the only thing I wanted to say was what I said before. They said on TV that they look like the storm is going to hit Fort Pierce dead on.
Okay.
I don't know about right. I don't know what else is going to happen, but here we go.
Wow. Well, I want to call. They're saying, I'm looking at the chat room right now. And they're saying, total liquid, I don't know what he's saying here, but I wanted to get an update from the police department about storm evacuation in your area, but my computer is messing up right now, so I need to get back to my computer screen. But if someone else wants to queue in, you need to do it now. Press 1, because I don't have anyone on my screen. So press 1 so I know you're there. I know a couple of people got kicked off from the chat room. Joe, I'll go ahead and mute you right now, and I'll try to connect you before I wrap it up tonight. So I'll go ahead and mute you. And I don't know if anyone's having problems trying to connect to the program now, because all of a sudden things are starting to act a little crazy here on the computer screen. And I know I wanted to check in with Mike, because Mike was in the hospital this week, Mike from Wisconsin. And I know he had some problems, and there's a couple people here that would like to hear an update about his condition. But he may be on his way home from the hospital right now. I spoke to his wife earlier, Melody, and she told me what was going on. And we'll leave it at that on that issue. But like I said, we have this hurricane that's going to be hitting Florida. And these are the things that people don't prepare for. They don't take advantage of the situation where they need to be prepared for this. Joe said he has a generator. How many of you have a generator out there? How many of you have food, for backup? These are the things that happen in life, you know, especially when you live in these types of areas. Florida, the Gulf Coast, and I talked about the hurricane when I was a kid. Hurricane Gloria when I was a child in the state of Connecticut. Not many hurricanes hit the state of Connecticut. But I live here in North Carolina, and in the springtime, we're susceptible to tornadoes. And, tornadoes, we know that it's very dangerous. A tornado strikes down on your house or in your neighborhood, you might as well forget it. There is no structure safe. So are you prepared to lose everything you own and have and still be able to carry on? Well, it happens to thousands of people around the country every year. And, you know, that's why you're supposed to have insurance. But we know insurance is only there until you need it. But there are a lot of insurance companies out there that do pay out and do help people in times of need. Because I remember about 5 years ago here in Rockingham County, we had a couple tornadoes touch down, and actually this is when I was landscaping. One of my customers' houses had got struck by a tree that was swung into their house by the tornado, and the insurance company paid for the entire thing, and to be, you know, for their house to be rebuilt and restructured and made them whole again. So we know insurance companies, you know, we talk bad about them, but hey, you have no other choice but to take that chance and purchase insurance, because, you know, you really have to have it. And especially Joe in Spasher, Florida, he says he's worried about, you know, hey, this hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, winds anything over 135 miles an hour destroys structures, okay? And structures are funny that way. It depends how your structure is built, your home. You know, a roof could be a little older than newer roofs, and that roof gets ripped off, or it gets a wind burst, and that roof gets hit, and next thing you know, he loses his roof, and that's what he's worried about. Guess what? You lose your roof, the house is gone. You know, what do? The rain's pouring in, so immediately you have to have another place to go or live temporarily until the paperwork's done and the insurance company pays for, you know, your place to be repaired. But, you know, right now in Florida, a lot of people have evacuated and have gone to safer areas and to seek shelter. And then you have the idiots who want to surf in the ocean because, you know, they don't get big waves like this all the time. And, you know, they want to surf on the ocean, and next thing you know, they're drowning, and now we have to rescue them. But, you know, one thing I want to touch upon, too, if I don't get any callers checking in with me here, especially my supporters, we will wrap up the show early. I didn't have any guests tonight because I wanted to touch base with Joe and Sebastian in Florida. I didn't know how long that was going to take. So if you want to press one, you need to press it now. Otherwise, I want to touch upon something here that's very interesting, actually. 100 years ago in America, you know, these things will boggle your mind in a way. And I heard it on another show, and I looked it up, and it was true what they were talking about. Imagine 100 years ago, what was life like in America? Do you know the average life expectancy in the U.S. was 47 years? You were only expected to live for 47 years, 100 years ago. Okay? Do you know that only 14% of the homes in the United States had a bathtub? This is 100 years ago, folks. Only 8% of the homes had a telephone. Okay? A three-minute call from Denver to New York City cost $11 100 years ago. Okay? There were only 8,000 cars in the U.S. and only 144 miles of paved roads in the entire country 100 years ago. The maximum speed limit 100 years ago was 10 miles an hour. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? These are just some funny facts that I looked up and I wanted to share with people. You know, Alabama, Mississippi, Iowa, and Tennessee were each more heavily populated than California. Okay? The average wage in the United States was 22 cents per hour. Excuse me. 22 cents per hour. The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 per year. A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 per year. A dentist, $2,500 per year. A veterinarian, between $1,500 and $4,000 per year. And a mechanical engineer, about $5,000 per year. 100 years ago. More than 95% of all births in the United States took place at home. At home! 100 years ago. 90% of all U.S. doctors, 90% folks, had no college education. Instead, they attended so-called medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press by the government as substandard. Let me ask you this, folks. How much do you think sugar costs per pound? Per pound 100 years ago. Come on. Take a guess. Sugar cost what? Per pound. Guess. 4 cents. 4 cents. Huh? How much were eggs? How much did a dozen of eggs cost 100 years ago? All right, I'm going to give you the answer. Tell me if you were right. 14 cents. Coffee per pound. How much? Come on, guys. Come on. How much? 15 cents. 15 cents. Huh? What were the five leading causes of death in the United States? Tell me. 100 years ago. Pneumonia, influenza, tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and stroke were the five leading causes of death 100 years ago. The American flag only had, well, how many stars, folks? How many stars? Do you know? 45. 45. Arizona, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Hawaii, Alaska hadn't been admitted to the Union yet. That's why you only had 45 stars. This is the mind boggler right here, and I want people to really think about this one. What was the population of Las Vegas 100 years ago? What was it? Come on, take a guess. Take a guess. Think about it in your head real quick, because I'm going to give you the answer. 30. 30. The population of Las Vegas was 30. Can you believe that? crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea had not been invented yet. Can you believe that? 100 years ago. 100 years ago, there was no Mother's Day or Father's Day. 100 years ago, 2 out of every 10 U.S. adults could not read or write. Will you believe that? 2 out of every 10. Well, it's probably even worse today. Who knows? Only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. This is the mind boggler, another one right here. You're not going to believe this, folks. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were all available over the counter at the local corner drug stores. Back then, the pharmacist said heroin clears the complexion, gives buoyancy to the mind, regulates the stomach and bowels, and in fact, a perfect guardian of health. That's what the pharmacist told you back then. Walk into a pharmacist today and ask them what heroin can do for you. 18% of households in the U.S. had at least one full-time servant for domestic help. There were about 230 reported murders in the entire United States per year at that time. Only 230 murder crimes were committed in the United States 100 years ago. Only 230. Imagine that. Chicago has triple that. A little city of Chicago has triple that today. Okay? Try to imagine what it'll be like another 100 years from now, folks. Try to imagine. That's my point. Try to imagine what the United States will be like 100 years from now. I just gave you a bunch of examples of what the United States was like 100 years ago. I've got an anonymous caller here. I'm going to go ahead and pass through. I don't know who this is. It might be Mike from Wisconsin. But again, for those of you who just tuned in, we checked in with Joe from Sebastian, Florida, who is in the direct path of the hurricane. And those of you out there who are family of Joe who do patch into this show, you need to check in with him, make sure he's okay, because, you know, this is a deadly storm. Deadly. And, you know, we really need to pay attention to what's going on down there, especially for the family out there who's living through these conditions right now. I'm going to go ahead and patch this anonymous caller through. Go ahead. Hello. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mike. I was hoping that was you. Hey, how you doing, Mike? Give us an update. I tried calling the hospital to patch you through, so give us an update. I hope you heard me talking to Joe in Sebastian, Florida there. And
yeah,
I was kind of hoping a couple other supporters would check in tonight, but they haven't. But go ahead, Mike, out in Wisconsin. Far away from the hurricane, by the way.
Well, I called this morning and had the cops come out to my dad's house to help him close his hurricane shutters, you know. And,
okay.
You know, his friends, you would say, that's around him, you know, as long as you come across with that $20 or $50 bill, they'll help you. Other than that, they don't want to know
yeah.
you. You know, you sort of live in an area like that, too, I guess.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Money buys friends around and family. You're right.
Yeah.
And those are the things we talk about on this show. You know, understanding the times in which we live in today. That's the name of the program. And that's why I just brought up this 100-year deal. I gave you a bunch of facts. You know, how the country has changed within 100 years. Now, imagine how much it's going to change 100 years from now. How much from the worst, you know?
No kidding. It's just, you know, what's going to happen? Nobody wants to do physical labor anymore, you know? What's going to happen? Like right now, down where my dad lives, there's no bread. There's no milk. There's no water. The shelves are empty. Okay.
Imagine, Mike, you're absolutely right. You know, I wish I had some phone numbers for some grocery stores in Florida. Maybe someone in the chat room can help me out. I'd like to call them. to find out how this live right here on the show. You know, you got any milk or eggs left or bread? And that's the thing.
Yeah, they have a-
everyone runs to the grocery store, you know, and it's me, you know? I mean, it's crazy.
They have a Winn-Dixie right there in my father's town, Sebastian, Florida. And they have another one, too, but you know what? I can't think of the name at the moment. But, you know, he kind of stocked up on food, which he, you know.
He did it prior.
Yeah.
Because he pays attention. He pays attention to the news. He's informed. You see, you have the other people out there, they don't care. You know, it's I've got to go to the movies today. I've got to do this first. I've got to check my Facebook first. You know, I mean, instead of taking care of their homes, and now the hurricane comes there, and guess what, Mike? People I talked about who are surfing on the beaches, the people who aren't boarding up their houses, being together, taking care of their family, you know, taking care of their neighbors, you know, and remember, a community together, a neighborhood together that is band together, 20, 30 houses together, Mike, together, can conquer any storm, any. But the problem is people are left out to fend for themselves. There's elderly people out there who have no family or friends, and we know what type of neighborhoods they live in. It's me. And we know the youth of today are absolutely worthless, okay? And this is where you're going to hear the deaths from this storm. You're going to hear the people who have been killed by this storm because we as a country don't take care of each other anymore.
Well, even this country has gone far enough as to actually infiltrate the Amish, where the Amish kids are leaving, you know, leaving the you know, the community, you know, and they're going off on their own, you know, and you know, nothing is sacred anymore, I guess, and, you know. And,
that's right.
You know, I want to take off and go to the big city. You know, I'm tired of baling hay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the address for Winn-Dixie, Bitbanker, but I need the phone number. I want to call. All right, that might be it, what he sent me there, the phone number for Winn-Dixie there. I want to call Winn-Dixie in Sebastian, Florida, and see what kind of supplies they have left. And, Mike, you brought up a great point. Have the stores been cleaned out? You know, have they been cleaned out? And where you walk into a store now, and everything's gone? You know, because these people who waited until the last minute did not prepare. And how many people have generators out there? You know, how many people are really, really, really prepared at all? You know, and I'm going to call Winn-Dixie right now. We're going to see if they're going to be able to answer. I'm going to call them live right now. It's supposed to be dialing. Hopefully I got the right number. Call failed, was not answered. Okay, let's try again. Dialing. Let's see, might not go through. No, call failed. Must be the wrong number. I need someone out there to post in the chat room the phone number for any grocery store in Sebastian, Florida, if someone could help me out here. While you talk, Mike, somehow, some way, maybe I need to type it in. I don't know. But, Mike, out there in Wisconsin, you have catastrophic weather also. You have tornadoes. I was out in Wisconsin. We know there's tornadoes out there. And, you know, have you experienced this at all as a farmer out in Wisconsin, things that, you know, you needed to be prepared for? Or how do you, or, you know, people make fun of preppers and stuff, you know, but that's not that bad. You know, I don't think that's a funny thing at all, people who prep and get ready for experiences like this, you know?
Well, we have We have beat an all-time record of being 60 degrees for the last, I believe it was 144 days.
Really?
We did not fall below, you know, 60 degrees during the day. And
wow.
You know, we went through a severe drought out here in the beginning of the spring, and of course now we're making up for it. But we got a cold front coming out from North South Dakota that we're going to have frost in the next 3 to 4 days, which is normal actually. You know,
yeah.
We used to have frosts around September 1st when we had the big county fair here in my county. I remember doing silage in the silo, you know, and it freezing at night. And then I'd have to pump water with the silage because, you know.
Yeah. Hang on, Mike. I'm connecting to Florida right now. I'm connecting to Florida, a grocery store in Sebastian, Florida. They may have closed because of the storm. Hopefully I can get somebody. All right. Clearly that was not a correct number. That was not a correct number. So whoever sent that to me, that was not a correct number, obviously. Got to get the right number, people, please. You got to get the right number.
If my dad was still online, he could tell you the other grocery store that's big down there. I don't believe they have a Food Lion, but there's another one that's like begins with a P.
I just want to know what their shelves look like in the grocery store. I think that would be very interesting. You know?
Call Cumberland Farms in Sebastian.
Cumberland Farms. Do they have a Cumberland Farms in Sebastian?
I've gone to it many times.
Okay. Because the people that are sending, I'm not going to give any names of the people that are sending me numbers in the chat room, but their numbers are off. They're not. Their numbers don't exist, and that's probably the internet too that's giving them. Well, I've got. Let's see here. Non-emergency. I don't know what number this is. You know, you got to tell me what number you're giving me and why. You know, I mean, all right. I'm gonna write down this number here real quick, and then I'm gonna go ahead and look up Cumberland Farms. You know, well, that's the same number I just called, so that's no good. That's no good. No good. No good. No good. You know, this is the thing that, you know, this would be a real good update for the people out there to know firsthand what number. Okay, hang on. I got another number here someone just sent me. Let me jot this down, and we'll give them a call. I don't know who it is. All right, here it is. 5110. We'll go ahead and try calling that. That's a supermarket there in Florida. So bear with us, folks. You know, we're just trying to get live updates here for the show, and because it's important, you know. I mean, the news media is not going to do this for you. And then, hey, if there's anyone else who wants to chip in tonight, press 1, and I'll patch you through. No matter what you want to talk about, it doesn't matter to me. But tonight, the main topic is, of course, because one of our supporters, Joe from Sebastian, Florida, is in the direct path of the hurricane, and we know he's a supporter of the program, and he's a family member of many on the show, and we're concerned about his well-being. In the path of this storm. So I'm going to try one more supermarket here real quick. And I know I still got you, Mike, on the line.
Located at Riverwalk Shopping Center. If you know your party's extension number, you may dial it at any time. For the bakery, press 1. Deli, press 2. Prepared foods, press 3. For all other service departments, press 4. For store hours, please press 5. Please hold for additional assistance.
Thank you. Can't press anything on this studio line.
One moment,
in a few minutes.
They're probably swamped, you know?
They're probably closed.
They could be. They could have been ordered to evacuate. That's true. We'll give them a few more rings. You're right, Mike, though. They probably are closed because the storm is only an hour away to 2 hours away, and I would not imagine they would keep their employees in the store working, you know, but you never know. No, they must be closed. You're absolutely correct. Let me go ahead and try to get them off the line here. Okay. There we go. Okay. If I can get the there has to be an emergency center down there in Florida that you can contact to get an update for the media.
Call Sebastian Police Department.
Well, there you go. The Sebastian Police Department to get an emergency update. I've got another number here. I don't know what this is that I'm being sent, but 772-589-9916. Get an update from the police department. See, what the path is of the storm. Find out exactly what's going on. And, let's see here. Let's try this. I know I disconnected the last call here. So let's go ahead and try this one. Why not? We still got some time here on the show. You know, I just want to get an update here live on the program of what's going on. Maybe I should have got these contacts down, but let's try this one. When somebody sent me. This is Sebastian, Florida. Call failed, not answered. So that number doesn't exist. That's a phony number. We need to, Sebastian, anyone out there, can you get me the Sebastian Police Department's phone number? Just so I can get an update. Non-emergency. Okay, Sebastian, Florida, non-emergency. All right. Maybe they can give me a comment live on the air. That'd be great. And find out what's going on here. And I'm just writing down the number, folks. And let's see here. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and patch it through here. And we'll call the Sebastian Police Department and maybe non-emergency number because this is an emergency. And we'll get an update from them, hopefully. Let's see here. Here we go. Let's try this. Remember, I got to type it in, folks. Bear with me here. All right, 5233. Okay, let's try them. We'll see what's going on.
You have reached the City of Sebastian's Police Department non-emergency line. If you have a police emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Yes, we know that.
If you are calling for police assistance, you will be recorded. If you are calling for non-emergency police assistance, please press 0. If you know the name or extension you are trying to reach, please press 9. For administration, please press 1. For records, please press 2. For evidence and found property, please press 3. For investigations, please press 4. For code enforcement and alarms, please press 5. For the community policing office, please press 6. For volunteers and funeral escort, please press 7. For additional information, please stay on the line for the next available representative.
There you go, finally. What if I had no hands? I couldn't press
please
anything.
Please wait while your call is transferred.
Very good.
Communications, Franny.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, live on Blog Talk Radio. I was just trying to get an update on the hurricane that's hitting Sebastian, Florida. If you can give me any information about evacuation preparations or orders that have been given out.
I can give you the EOC number if you'd like. I can give you the EOC number. They can. Okay, it's area code 772-226-4000.
4,000. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. She was very quick there. Okay. She's hung up. She gave me another number. Boy, oh, boy. A good thing I don't live in Sebastian, Florida. I need help, huh? Well, they tell you, call 911. I don't want to try that. I don't want to do that. But I think you probably get the same runaround. But anyway, we'll go ahead and we'll get some storm forecast here live on the air and find out the emergency evacuation preparations, if they've been given orders in Sebastian, Florida to evacuate, because they have in many other parts of the country given emergency evacuation orders. So let's call the number she gave me and let's see what runaround we get here.
Emergency services. This is Shauna.
Yes, Shauna. How you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just trying to get an update about the emergency evacuation or any hurricane update for there in Sebastian, Florida, because we have many listeners who are tuning in tonight. Can you give us any type of information? Are there mandatory evacuations given, or give us a storm update, please?
Okay, just a second, please, okay?
All right. There you go. That's a good tune.
How do you have family? What? And you're checking to see what the condition is?
Yes, I will. Yeah, you're correct. You're right, Mike. You're right. I feel like I'm in a miracle round right now. I'm in a carnival. She said just a second. That was 20 seconds ago.
Hello, sir. I apologize for keeping on hold. I'm transferring you to our public information officer. That is Sergeant Eric Flowers. And if you hold one moment, I will transfer you. If I lose you, if you have a pen handy, let me give you that direct line. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
It is area code 772-226-3914.
Thank you.
Got it. Okay, I am going to transfer you. The phones are kind of busy and crazy, so I don't want to lose you. If I do, you now have the direct line. Hold one moment, sir. Here we go, loop-de-loop.
Sounds like a talk show. There we go. This guy's very busy, too, she said. So we'll give him a couple minutes, though, because this is important, because we have family in Sebastian, Florida.
Still there, sir?
We have listeners.
One more
yes,
time.
Ma'am, I am. All right. They must be listening while I speak, but I'm trying to, talk to my listeners at the same time and let them know what's going on.
Thank you.
Sir, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Please hold the line, and we'll be right back.
Emergency services, Beth speaking. How can I help you?
Yes,
hello?
How you doing, Beth? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, and we are live on the radio tonight. And I do have
sir,
family
I just tried
at
to transfer. Yes, I just tried to transfer you to our public information officer. Didn't I give you the direct line?
Yes, you gave me the direct line. It was 772-226-3914. 239.
Okay.
14.
772-226-3914.
Okay.
You got that?
Would you like me to just go ahead and try calling that number? It'd be easier for you.
You know what? For some reason, I am unable to transfer you. As I go to transfer, I get other calls coming in, and we're on a rollover. I apologize. We're awfully busy. So I'm going to hang up. His name is Sergeant Flowers.
Yeah. I'll call Sergeant Flowers. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Go ahead,
Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Can I ask you a question, miss?
Sir, I can't.
My father lives in Sebastian, Florida.
Okay, sir, I'm going to pass you on to the public information officer. He'll be able to help you with this, all right, and answer whatever questions you have. I have calls here for local people that I need to attend to. Sir, from the radio, if you would go ahead and call public information, is that all right?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I understand.
Okay,
I will go
thank
ahead
you
and contact
so
that
much.
Number you gave me. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Mike, as you can see, she had local people to attend to, and she paid no attention to what you were saying. You have a father that lives in Sebastian, Florida. That was a local person you were concerned about. But she did give me the number. I jotted it down very quickly, 772-226-3914. And I bet we're going to get a bunch of bullshit when we call this number. And I'm glad this is being recorded on Blog Talk Radio tonight because, you see, we have a hurricane emergency, and we talked to Joe. We have Joe from Sebastian, Florida. We know he's okay right now. But hypothetically, let's just say we were unable to contact Joe from Sebastian, Florida, and we were trying to get answers or help from our emergency management services in the state of Florida. This is what you would get, folks. This is what you would get. Very nice people at the other line that say, thank you, goodbye, thank you, I am so sorry, I apologize. And you know what? That's all well and fine, but it's not good enough. So we're going to call Sergeant Flowers here, and we'll see if we can get some answers. And it's not just about Joe, it's about the town of Sebastian, Florida. And I'm punching in that number right now on my screen, and we'll call them. If we can get somebody here live on the line. Let's see what we get here.
Eric Flowers.
Hey, Mr. Flowers, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, and we are live on the radio right now, worldwide broadcast, and I have several people on the line tonight who have family who live in Sebastian, Florida, and they're concerned about the hurricane. And we're just wondering if there's any type of mandatory evacuation or any type of advice you can give the family members on the line tonight.
Yeah, the only mandatory evacuations that may apply to the city of Sebastian would be if they're in a mobile home or manufactured home, in substandard housing, or in low-lying areas. Any of those places would be under a mandatory evacuation. On US 1 between, on the area east of US 1 to the Intercoastal Waterway is a voluntary evacuation due to storm surge. We're concerned about folks who are in that area. But again, that's voluntary. Mandatory is all those folks in manufactured homes, mobile homes, substandard housing, and any low-lying areas.
Okay, and obviously this is a storm that is currently a Category 4 hurricane, which causes catastrophic damage to those substructures that you were talking about, correct?
Absolutely, yes. If folks are in those situations, they have a very limited amount of time left to get to a shelter. They need to go there immediately. We still have 4 shelters that are open. They can find all that information right on our Facebook page, Indian River County Sheriff's Office or the Indian River County Emergency Services Department, and they can find out all of our shelters anywhere on our social media, anywhere on our website, ircgov.com. You'll be able to find that information and get there right now because in the next few hours, the winds are going to get to a level where people are not going to be able to be on the roads anymore.
Sergeant Flowers, I know you're very busy. Thank you very much for giving us this update. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in. So thank you very much for your time tonight. And there are many people listening tonight from Sebastian, Florida, who are concerned, and you gave them very important information. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good night.
God bless. All right. Well, folks, you heard it right there from the Sergeant Flowers, and he just hung up. He's disconnected. So, Sebastian, Florida, you have a mandatory evacuation in manufactured homes or any type of trailer home in low-lying areas, and he gave you the direct highway and roads. So this is very important. That's a mandatory evacuation. Now, of course, you don't have to go. What mandatory means is they're telling you you should go because you're in trouble in a couple hours. Your time frame was within a couple hours to evacuate immediately. And this is serious. And I know, Mike, I still got you on the line. What's your opinion thus far? Because, you know, your dad lives in Sebastian, Florida. I know you're worried and concerned. What's your opinion?
Well, he lives about 5 to 6 miles from the coast. And he's got a lot of what you call like gullies behind the homes that he lives around that, you know, if there was a storm surge, well, I can't tell you what a 140-mile-an-hour storm surge is going to do.
Well, the sergeant mentioned that, Mike. You know, he stated very clearly. Now, does your father live in a manufactured home, or is it like a brick home, or what type of home is it?
It's a well-built home. It's you know, has a stucco roof, which that might be a problem with 149-mile-an-hour winds. No, it's a regular roof.
All right. Well, I've got another caller, Mike. Area code 612. I'll go ahead and pass him through. But stay on the line, Mike, because this is important. And I'm glad we were able to get a couple live updates from Florida. And I'm glad we were able to talk to Sergeant Flowers, got a live update. Hey, he gave us a great – he told us what's going on. I mean, you can't beat that. And that's what Fox News and all these other idiots don't report on, you know. But go ahead, area code 612. Go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah,
well, sure. I mean,
now,
you're allowed to change the subject. I mean, and the topic tonight, we were talking about the hurricane tonight, and we addressed it most of the show. But can you repeat what you were saying? Because you kind of broke up a little bit on me.
No, I'll start. Like, just look. This is kind of based on what happened in the vice presidential debate, for example. And just looking at what Jim Kaden is saying and how the Democrats have basically got to the point where they basically, under the assumption that the American people are stupid, they don't know anything. And so they anticipate that, and they put out purposely things that they know are lies. But they anticipate the ignorance from the public, so they know they're going to get away with it. Like
I'm hearing what you're saying, but you're breaking up. You're going in and out on me, and I want to hear what you're saying. And a lot of other people want to hear what you're saying, so you're breaking up a little bit on me. But, yeah, the Democrats, we understand what you're saying. So, basically, I don't support the Democrats at all. This show don't support it. Many of my listeners don't. So, but what is your basic point here that you want to put across here? Because you got a lot of people listening. I mean, because you were breaking up really bad. You got to fix your phone, please.
Okay, how about now? Is it better now?
Oh, much better, much better. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Now, I was saying, like, the way the Democrats have addressed Trump's tax thing, like, because they basically anticipated the general public, for the most part, they felt like was unaware of the whole net operating loss provision in the tax code for, and anyone who's ever owned a business knows about this. If you have an operating loss, the IRS basically allows it so that you don't have to pay taxes until you make up for whatever your losses were. And this is all designed to encourage businesses, especially when they're starting out. Now, the Democrats, most of them should have known that, including Hillary and Tim Kaine. I know they both know that law. And they know that, but yet they're still putting out there as if Trump did something wrong or illegal just to manipulate the public, not to actually be, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no honesty or, like, they know it's a lie.
There's no
and they
transparency.
Know it's not a problem,
there's
but
no,
they don't
there's
care.
No, there's, no honest, there's no honest transparency. You're absolutely correct. They're hoodwinking us.
And with the same thing when it comes to illegal immigration, like, When we had Obama back, I don't know if you remember back in 20, I believe it was in 2010 or 2011, but he was giving a speech to Congress and he was talking about how care will not allow for illegal immigrants won't be able to access Obamacare. And one of the congressmen yelled out liar, and Obama said, no, that's not true. And people got all upset. But lo and behold, what just happened today? I don't know if people knew this. California now is requesting to put an exception within the Obamacare plan so that illegal immigrants in California can get access to Obamacare. Okay, this was purposely done. They knew what they were doing from the beginning. And it's because the Democrats want to flood this country, in particular with illegal immigrants, because they know that those people will be loyal to the Democratic Party. They're trying to expand their base to the detriment of the American people. So they're putting their politics above the welfare and the overall stability of our country, which is absolutely just beyond anything I've ever seen. You know,
I agree.
And Reagan back in the 80s made a great statement in one of his debates when he said he purposely instructed all of his advisors and counselors that any provision or anything brought to him, he did not want to hear anything about the political ramifications. The only thing he was concerned about is it morally right and is it going to be beneficial to the American people? But it seems like our politicians, even the Republicans too, have completely forgot about that. They care more about their political BS and making money and their side deals with these corporate lobbyists who have bought them out. And they're just basically pissing on us and telling us it's raining. And I'm tired of it, man.
I've
had enough of
it. I agree. But tell me, we all know the polls are rigged. The votes are rigged. They're saying Hillary is still leading in the polls. And then the other night we had, what, Pence and Kaine in a VP debate. And they said Pence won by, 6 points, I think it was. You know, I mean, where do they get these numbers from? Who are they calling? They never called me. I conducted a poll on this show, and let me tell you, I haven't found one person who wanted to vote for Hillary yet. You know, even my hardest critics, even my crank callers that call in here, hate Hillary. So, you know, where are these Hillary supporters coming from? And what's your opinion? I mean, when it comes November and Hillary is elected president, which God forbid that does happen, but I believe it's going to happen, where do you stand as an American who's obviously informed, who's pissed off? Where do you stand? Where do we go from here?
Well, the number one thing is that when it comes to polls, let's just be honest. The reason Hillary's leading is because Trump continually puts his foot in his mouth, and he's seriously got to learn to stop it. I mean, it was fine in the primaries. It was all fun, and we enjoyed it. It was entertaining. But my gosh, man, it's like this guy, and I understand a lot of people, and I'm voting for Trump, but I'm not a Trump cheerleader. Like, I don't think that, you know, his shit smells like roses. I'm just going to be honest.
Amen.
The guy, the guy literally cuts himself out at the knees. Like, the month before the debate, he gained so much ground in the polls. He was leading in North Carolina, leading in Ohio, leading in Florida. He went in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. She went from an 11-point lead to only up by 2. And the Democrats were panicking across the board. They were terrified. They thought everyone – because all the Democrats thought that Trump was going to kill her in the debate. That's what everyone thought. And they said,
and he didn't.
All the momentum
and he didn't.
He
and
he
didn't.
Did
he bring
failed.
Up Benghazi? Did he? Did he bring up Benghazi at all? No. No. Did he bring up the email scandals and how she should be in prison today? No. And you're absolutely correct. But is he waiting to wait to the last debate to do this, to sock her in the face? Is
Stop it. He's not. Listen, this guy is not as smart as he tries to make himself out to be, okay? Anyone who listens to the debate or saw the debate, it's obvious. Let's be honest, okay? Trump may be an excellent businessman, and it's been proven, and he's got tremendous acumen when it comes to business and getting into that arena. But when it comes to communicating, understanding policy, and knowing how to actually debate and break down the opponent, he cannot do that. He is absolutely terrible. And to top it off, he's not prepared.
I agree with you.
Fox News, right before the debate, had two reporters, one at the Hillary camp, one at the Trump at Trump Tower, and they reported how the two were preparing for the debate. They said that Hillary Clinton was doing mock debates where she had somebody play Trump, and they practiced for 2 weeks nonstop. And she went over her answers over and over and over again. Okay, now let's compare what Trump did. They said Trump basically sat in Trump Tower in a room with a couple of his advisors, and they just sort of bounced ideas off each other about what he should and shouldn't say. That's it. That's all he did. And that's exactly what it looked like when he went to the debate.
Do you think he cares? Can I ask your opinion? Do you think he cares if he wins or loses? I mean, for God's sake, put yourself in his position. He's a billionaire, he's successful. Imagine the revenue and the business he's going to be able to generate as a businessman, like you just said, after this is all over, if he loses. Imagine.
No, I mean, he obviously wants to win. I mean, no one's going to go through a presidential campaign if he didn't want to win. I mean, just off the ridicule and all the stuff his family's going to go through, he's obviously in it to win it. I mean, no one would do that to their family if they didn't try to take
True.
It. But the big thing for him is that Trump is too stubborn. And what I mean by that is this. The things that worked in the Republican primary, he's trying to apply that now. And his own campaign staffers have been telling him over and over again, he can't do the same thing he did in the primary. That was fine in the primary because that was just dealing with Republican voters.
It doesn't
voters.
Work now. You're right. It doesn't work now. Good point.
But he doesn't want to listen. That's what all the reports say that his campaign people are telling him, listen, just talk about your message, talk about your ideas, talk about your plans for what you want to do with the country, and people will come to you. That's what happened the whole month before the debate. He didn't say anything crazy. He didn't go crazy on Twitter. He didn't do anything. All he talked about were his policies, his plans, how he was going to bring jobs back, what he was going to do to build the economy up. That's all he talked about. And when he did that, the polls completely swung in his favor because, like you said, people don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. But they want to go with Trump, but Trump keeping people away. And what happens after the debate, he gets on Twitter the entire weekend and talks about the Miss Universe lady over and over again.
Sure.
And then he goes into this other thing. It's crazy. I don't understand what's
it
wrong
is.
With this guy. It's
it
like,
is. You're right.
I hope
but I got someone who may want. I got someone who may want to respond to you. I don't know. This is another caller here from the state of Connecticut. I'm in North Carolina, so stay on the line. I won't disconnect you. Go ahead, state of Connecticut. Go ahead, Meriden, Connecticut. I believe there's a bit banker. Go ahead.
Good evening. Do you hear me okay this evening?
I can hear you fine.
That's great. Well, the gentleman's absolutely correct, and I didn't call in earlier because we were talking about things that I know nothing about, hurricanes, just like our weather service and everything like that. They know nothing about them either. But we're talking about polls, and you asked the question, well, where do they get these polls from? Well, I'm going to tell you where they get the polls from, because back in the late 90s and early 2000s, we've all heard of the Quinnipiac polls. Quinnipiac University on Mount Carmel Avenue in Hamden, Connecticut.
And you work for
Quinnipiac. Well, yes, I did. Well, I set up their polling institute. I set up all their computers with all the information they do to get the polls. Now, taking away from that for a moment, I went out to buy a new car the other day, and I got turned down at 6 different locations. And I don't know why. I mean, I got turned down at Burger King. I got turned down at McDonald's. I got turned down at Hardee's. And that's how they do the polls to get the answers they want. They know they're not going to get any results from calling this gentleman, so they're going to call this gentleman. And that's how they get the results that they want, by calling the people that are pre-screened.
Okay.
I'm done.
So what are you saying? We're not to trust the polls at all? I mean, I asked, where are they getting this information from? Where they say Hillary is winning in the polls.
Listen, you can't trust any of them. The only thing that I consider Trump has going for him is he's not a politician yet. And that's why I won't vote for Trump, not this time. Maybe next time. I wouldn't vote for any of those crooks under any circumstances. They're all crooks. They're all no good. They're all liars. They're all lining their pockets. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about themselves, their friends, and their family. Stay as far away from them as you possibly can.
But the point of it is we can't, Meriden, Connecticut. We can't, because one of them is going to be the next commander-in-chief of this country. So it's up to us, as we the people, to speak out like this gentleman did and like you're doing right now. But we, you know, in a way, we can't. What do we do? How do we address this problem? I don't want to get into a big open debate here, so I don't have time, but...
We speak out. That's right. But do we have any control over it? I don't think so. But we speak out. Maybe they will hear. Maybe they will change their ways just a little bit. The people are getting smart. You know, we can't do this. I mean, just look at Hillary's record. Come on, let's not go over it again and again and again and again. She should be in goddamn jail, for Christ's sakes.
Well, that's true. Area code 612, before I start wrapping up the show, I'll give you a couple words, to respond to this caller or even say what's on your mind. Go ahead.
And her husband.
No, he's totally correct.
He's right.
You know, all of our politicians are, for the most part, bought out by special interest groups and lobbyists. The majority of them are, both Republican and Democrat. Right. This is why when the Republicans took over the House and Senate back in 2012 and 2014, all Republicans across the country were disappointed because they thought that these Republicans were going to go in there, challenge Obama, start cutting taxes, start cutting the budget. What did they do? They backed down at every single corner because they're bought out.
True.
And they got no backbone and they have no actual conviction. Like, I'm not even a big fan of Ted Cruz, but at least I respected him for the sense that he at least tried. He was the only one, and he got backstabbed by Mitch McConnell and the actual leadership of the Republican establishment. So they betrayed us, and they betrayed the American people. And so from this point on, I agree with the gentleman, they're all a bunch of crooks. They're all a bunch of yellow-bellied, cowardly, and this is we're talking about the Republicans. The Democrats are just liars and thieves, always been, always will be. I'm just telling you the truth. There's nothing else to say. These people, the Democrats, rather advance their socialist agenda, even if it's at their own detriment of their own country. It's unbelievable. They don't care. They don't care at all, man. Look at how they deal with crime. They try to make criminals victims. They try to, like, reform our criminal justice system so that criminals get off easy when it comes to things. That's why every major city is Democrat-controlled and has ridiculous crime rates. Like, take New York, for example. Right? New York had such a high murder rate, it was unbelievable. Giuliani takes over.
Look at Chicago, a Republican. Chicago is horrendous.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, look what happens when Giuliani showed up and he said, "We're done with this BS. We're gonna drop a hammer on these people. We're not gonna play these criminals with kid gloves. We're gonna go aggressively after them." And he dropped the murder rate by nearly 80%. New York went from one of the most dangerous cities in the world to one of the safest cities in the world because we had someone with a backbone who wasn't going to apologize for what he was doing and was actually going to get things done and be an actual grown-up about the situation. But the Democrats, like I said before, they love to piss on us and tell us it's raining. They love it. It's like a sport to them. Like, Hillary Clinton is the queen, you know, mistress of that whole idea of just lying as a sport. Like, they try to see how far they can get away with it, you know. And I'm done. I do the man. I'm done with politics.
No, that's true. You're right. I got another private caller, I believe, on the line. I'm gonna go ahead and connect this individual because we're running short on time. So I want to get to everybody. And go ahead, private caller. Go ahead.
Black Jesus Minister, how you doing?
Oh yes. How you doing?
Doing just fine, brother. Long time no hear from, and it's good to hear your voice and to see you doing your thing. And the brother that just got through speaking, I just tuned into the show, so I'm assuming that this is Brother Mike, who called in the TRS last week.
I didn't get his name, but I know you messaged me. But go ahead. You two go at it for a couple minutes. Go ahead. The floor is your guys. I don't know what's going on here, but we need to get to the bottom of this. So go ahead.
Yeah, Brother Mike, how you doing, sir?
Doing good, sir. How you doing?
All right, just fine, brother. Did you get my message the last time you were on the show? Because people were over-talking me, and I don't know if you heard me clearly. I was requesting you to contact me on my Facebook page. Was that message clear to you that day, sir?
No, I didn't get any of it because they were, I don't know if you remember, it was pretty
very rude. But look here, brother. I have a show on TRS every Friday, okay? And your testimony and your story about once being an atheist and now being a Christian, a believer, was absolutely powerful, and that's why they were over talking you and just talking silly and muting your line. And brother, your testimony needs to be heard. Your truth, which is the truth of God in your life experience, needs to be shared at TRS and all over the world, brother, because not only are you sharing simply an experience, but you're sharing truth and science to back it up, okay? And so, brother, would you please consider coming back on TRS on my show where you will not be muted and I will be in control of the mic, dear brother, because I would love for you to come share your story at TRS, because there are many atheists there that I think really do need to hear you, dear brother.
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate that. Anytime.
So you would accept? You accept?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, listen, brother. Joseph has my telephone number.
I don't have Mike's personal information, but invite him to the link to your show, Black Jesus Minister. I'd like to listen to that show, and I'll bring Dr. Ventura on also.
Okay,
like
okay. Well, Brother Mike, would you please go to my Facebook page you guys can come on, but I definitely want to show separately with you and Dr. Ventura. Maybe you guys might want to team up together. But definitely I want us to discuss again a little bit more about because we really didn't get to touch on a lot of scriptures, specific scriptures, whether Jesus was black or whether Jesus was white. And so I would love to continue that conversation on TRS.
Black Jesus Minister, please give Mike your show information in front of everybody here who's listening, and hopefully he'll contact you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Brother Mike, please contact me at Black Jesus Radio. That's all one word. Black Jesus Radio. Okay, that's my Facebook group page. And you can inbox me your telephone number, okay?
And are you
now, if
on
you,
tomorrow?
And my show is on tomorrow. If you can't do it, we'll do it next Friday. But my show is every Friday on TRS, Talk Real Solution. And let me give you guys that telephone number to TRS. And we brought on a new Christian brother who goes by the name of So Real, and he's on every Wednesday. So all you Christians who want to come in and bring in your knowledge and your understanding, where you won't be muted or overtalked by unbelievers who host on other days, because TRS is on 7 days a week, please call in on Friday and Wednesday. Friday is my show. Wednesday is Brother So Real show. And there's a show every week. So, you guys might even want to call in just to listen to what believers and unbelievers talk about.
What it is, you gave me your information. Hopefully he'll call in this Friday or next Friday.
Okay.
And I'll tune in. I'll tune in also. I've only got about 11 minutes left, so I want to give both of you a couple minutes, but I got to talk to a couple other listeners tonight about what's going on in Florida. So go ahead and wrap it up, Black Jesus Minister.
Thank you very much. Yeah, okay, Brother Mike, so will you be able to contact me today on Facebook, brother, and send me your telephone number?
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely try to call you to tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah.
Black Jesus Radio, and if anything goes wrong, whatever, Joseph has my personal number, okay?
Okay.
And so do you think you'll be able to make it this Friday, tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
okay. So it's always a show every week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm looking forward to you two, Brother Joseph and Dr. Ventura, probably within the next week or two after this Friday. And dear brother Mike, I'm going to excuse your political views, brother. I'm overlooked at And maybe at another time I can jump back on here and maybe we can go toe to toe about this Democratic.
That's fine. Hang on. Black Jesus. Hang on. I want to give my. I gave you a couple minutes because I've only got 10 minutes left, and I don't want to overplay.
Well, thank you, brother.
It's a heated show. We're gonna love it. We'll love it. Black Jesus. We want to tune into your show, and I'm gonna pull my listeners over to your show. So yeah, we got something going on here. It's great. But Mike, real quick, Black Jesus. Go ahead. 1 minute, and then I gotta give the floor to Mike.
Yeah, so if you ever want to set up a debate between myself and Brother Mike or any other Republican, I associate mostly with the Democratic Party, so I don't mind, debating on their end. I'm really an independent, but the Republican Party is definitely not the way to go for black people and people who believe in justice.
Okay, Black Jesus. Mike, go ahead. You got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
First of all, when I was an atheist, that's when I used to be a Democrat myself, and when I became a Christian, that's when God showed me that liberalism and everything, the majority of things the Democratic Party stands for, is not only is it morally wrong, it's logically wrong too on almost every front. And as far as when it comes to the Republican Party, the problem for a lot of African Americans in this country is that the Democrats have played revisionist history. And they've tried to make it as if the Republican Party is somehow the party of racism, when in reality it was the Democrats that were. The Democrats were behind the Jim Crow laws. The Democrats were the ones who supported slavery. The Democrats were the ones who appointed policies that were designed to literally undermine African Americans and get them to become a dependent people on welfare. All of these things come back to liberals. And they have played revisionist history and indoctrinated African Americans to make them think that all these past evils were perpetuated by Republicans and conservatives, when it's the opposite way around. It was the Republicans that fought to free slaves. It was the Republicans that fought to end the Jim Crow laws in the South. So again, people have to do their research. And then fundamentally, when it comes to liberalism and socialism, they violate 3 of the 10 commandments. Do not covet your neighbor's possession. Do not steal, and do not bear false witness. That's it. Clear cut. I mean, there's nothing else to go into that. I mean, that basically sums it up. And when it comes
okay,
to
all right, Mike,
white,
Mike,
I'm
Mike,
just say one
Mike,
word,
okay.
He was neither.
Mike,
okay.
I really got to get ready to wrap it up. Mike, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Hey, we got a show in the future, folks. Black Sister, tune into his program. Tune into his program, but hang on, I only got a couple minutes, so, and really, Mike from Wisconsin, you're worried about your family member, your dad in Florida. Hey, listen, guys. All in all, we got to think about this, there's a lot of devastation going on in Florida. We need to pray for the people down there. And Mike out in Wisconsin, you got 1 minute. Say something to your dad real quick, and we'll get ready to wrap it up, okay?
Okay, Joe. Well, Dad, if you're listening, if it gets real bad, like Mel said, go lay in the tub. That's the safest place. And, you don't have a cell or anything, so I hope you're hearing this. But I'm gonna call you right after I hang up from
I know you will, Mike. And all of us need to pray for all the people in Florida. Hey, that's what it's about. We're talking religion here right now. We're talking about God, and we have Black Jesus on the radio, and that's why I made sure I passed him through. Hopefully Mike contacts him, and we can have a show. But Dr. Ventura, I've been in contact with him. He's a personal friend of mine. He came out last week, actually, and visited me in North Carolina, which was great. And it'll be an interesting program. There's a lot to talk about. And look, we're seeing devastation happen to the United States right now. And it's becoming worse and worse. Tell me, does the Bible talk about this? There's another show, right? Does the Bible talk about this? Yes, it does. And Black Jesus Minister, you are my friend, and I'm glad you contacted me on Facebook. I'm glad to hear your voice again on this program. A lot of my listeners actually enjoyed the program that you were on. And Mike, you're invited also. He's politically informed. Hey, we all have disagreements. But what's the title of this program? Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. And whether we agree or disagree, one thing is for sure, we're all going to end up in one place or another, so we need to understand one thing. We need to search for the truth and understand the truth, or we'll fall for anything, okay? So Joe and Sebastian Florida, supporter of this program, we talked earlier on in the program. I hope you're doing okay down there in Florida. And Mike out in Wisconsin, I know you're worried about your dad in Florida. You're both supporters of the program. Joe and Merritt in Connecticut, thank you. Black Jesus Minister, Mike. Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina. Elizabeth Rondo from Yaleville, Connecticut. I had Ray from Nevada listening in tonight. And many others. And Christina from England, the country of England. She listens into the program on a different time zone. So we have, and my friend from Germany who has trouble calling in for some reason. I was unable to call you, I'm sorry, but in the country of Germany, I would love to hear what's going on in Germany. So, you know, it's an interesting program, but I got to wrap it up, and I don't know if there'll be a show this Sunday, but next Thursday, I promise we will be on. And tune into Black Jesus Minister show. It might be very powerful. Now, I do a sports show on Friday night, but I may have to tell them that I am only available for about 45 minutes because I want to tune into Black Jesus Minister show, and I'm hoping many of my supporters will come over to his show and tune in also that night. And if things aren't resolved, we can carry it on to my show. I know Black Jesus Minister that will not mind. Hey, it's about information. We live in information war today. And that's what it's about. But anyway, listen, God bless. Pray for those people in Florida, please. Pray that there's not one single death from this storm. Not one. Not one person should die. God bless.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is